Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. That's the Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger is the entertainment writer of the Orange County Courier, and there was a column written by him, an article written by him, I guess his weekly column on Sunday in the Orange County Courier, about Looney Tunes, the Warner Brothers cartoons, since the death of Mel Blanc. And let me get Doug on the line right now. Doug, we're talking about the great Mel Blanc, who was the voice of all of these cartoon characters.
Right. What we're saying here, Phil, is that Mel Blanc was the voice of Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, all of these characters that were beloved, who were the featured characters in the Warner Brothers cartoons, which started in the 1940s and continued intermittently through the 40s, 1950s, 1960s, on up to the present day. Mel Blanc, Phil, passed on July 10th, 1989, at the age of 80. And since his death, there have been a succession of people who have done these different character voices in these cartoons. The Looney Tune cartoons continue to be produced.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are these Looney Tune characters, Daffy Duck and Yosemite Sam, they're still creating these cartoons?
No, well, not only are they still creating the cartoons, but these cartoon characters have appeared in a variety of different films. The Warner Brothers produced Space Jam, for instance, featured Warner Brothers cartoons. It had that Marvin the Martian character, had Bugs Bunny, had all of those characters. Since the death of Mel Blanc, there have been, however, different people trying to do what Mel did so beautifully, and that's create these voices. What I did this past weekend, did you see the article?
What was that? That was like, hold on for just a second.
Okay.
What was that? That was Indian chanting or something? That was news.
That scared me.
It's okay. Go ahead. We got to get out of here. Go ahead.
All right. So since his death in 1989, there have been a succession of voices who have been doing these different cartoons and have been trying to do what Mel did.
All right. Now, Mel Blanc originated the voice of Bugs Bunny, correct?
Yes, he did. He created all these character voices. What's up, you know, the Bugs Bunny says, what's up, Doc? Elmer Fudd, who can't pronounce his R's and his L's. Yosemite Sam, who's that really angry little gunslinger guy. Daffy Duck, who's kind of a crazy character. All these characters, all these voices. Sylvester the Cat, who's another one. All these characters have very distinctive voices, very distinctive styles that were created by Mel Blanc, who is the voice actor.
Okay, when we talk to people listening in, when we talk about a voice actor, we're talking about the guy who does the voice, for instance, on The Simpsons. Who does the voice of Homer? Do any of the people out there know? Who does the voice of Bart Simpson? Who does the voice of these different characters? Do people really know who these people are?
I don't think so, Phil. I think the character is who they're in love with. The cartoon creation is who they're in love with. And they're in love with the personality provided to that character by the people doing the voices in a studio. But I don't think any of us really know who these people are. But Mel Blanc was different. Everybody, I think, to some degree, recognizes the name because he created such memorable characters.
All right, now your article appeared yesterday in the Orange County Courier, correct?
That's right, and it was a devastating piece. I didn't want to have to write it, but I did. And I wrote it from a very honest standpoint. I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I am probably the only person, Phil, I don't want to bang my own drum here, but I have to say I'm probably the only person to have the guts to write this column.
All right, the guts to write a column that says essentially that the Looney Tunes cartoons since the death of Mel Blanc have sucked, right?
Not the cartoons necessarily, but the voices of Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig since Mel died suck on ice, and they really blow. They're terrible. Now,
who's doing the voices now since Mel Blanc died?
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think anybody, probably a variety of different people have been doing these different voices. I mean, Mel Blanc Jr. was Mel Blanc's son. I think he took over for a while. And, you know, I'm sure he was Mel well-meaning, but he's no good. And some other people, I don't know who these guys are, but I felt like I had to say what everybody else is thinking. And I had to come right out and say it. And because I'm a gay man and because I'm a gay journalist, I had the guts to say what everybody else is thinking, and that is that the new Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd voices suck. And I mean, the new Looney Tunes totally blow. Now, this article appeared in yesterday's Orange County Courier, and it was very explosive. And I'll tell you how explosive this article was, Phil.
Okay, this was yesterday's, under the heading of what?
It's just My Way. The Doug Danger columnist is called My Way.
Okay, your column is called My Way, Doug Danger. And you're talking about how the Looney Tunes cartoon, since Mel Blanc died, the voices on them suck?
The voices on them suck, right. They're just not the same Bugs Bunny. When you hear the Bugs Bunny voice now, as opposed to the real Bugs Bunny that Mel Blanc did, it blows. So what I wrote about this in the Orange County Courier, because I had the guts to write about it, because nobody else has written about it, and because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I had the guts. And I'll tell you, it was explosive. I have not received one phone call. I have not received one email from anybody as a result of this column. And I'll tell you what that tells
me. All right, now doesn't that say...
Now, let me tell you what it tells me, Phil. It tells me that people are so homophobic that they think by remaining quiet, it'll make the editors think that the piece was no good. But I know it was a great piece, and so do the people who are not writing me know it, because they are homophobic, and they know that I know this. Now, I've seen this happen before. And
you didn't get any email. This is an explosive article, you say, correct?
Did you read it?
I didn't read it only because I don't live in Orange County. I live on the other side of... I live up in Ventura County. But it was explosive. But you didn't... You generally, when you write something explosive, you get mail?
Well, you know this from your own radio show, Phil. Generally, when you do an explosive topic, you get a lot of mail. You get a lot of calls. Okay?
I know that.
Well, I didn't get any. And the reason was... is because the people who hated and were pissed off by me saying that the new Bugs Bunny voice sucks didn't write, because they want my editors to think that nobody gave a crap about what I wrote. But I know it was good, and so do the people who are not writing know it, because they are homophobic, and they know that I know this. And that's how low these people are thinking.
Who is it that's doing these new voices, okay? Since Mel Blanc died, who's doing the new Bugs Bunny voice? Who's doing the new Daffy Duck voice?
Nobody knows, Phil.
No one knows.
I shouldn't say nobody knows, but I don't know. I know that Mel Blanc Jr. did it for a couple of years. I don't know who the new voices are. Nobody knows. They should have done a Charles Schulz, if you want my honest opinion. Charles Schulz found out that he had cancer, and he hung peanuts up. He said, "That's it. I got cancer." The poor guy is crapping into a bag, and he finally said, "You know what? I got to hang this up." And that's exactly what these Looney Tunes people should have done. When Mel Blanc went south, when the great Mel Blanc went into the sunset, they should have said, "Okay, that's it. The Looney Tunes franchise is hereby suspended out of respect for Mel Blanc." But they didn't do that. They went out to try to find new voices, to try to get new people. Oh, God, it's horrible. And that's what I ripped the lid off this weekend in the Orange County Courier Weekend Magazine. I hope people will pick it up. It's still available. I ripped the lid off this, and I call a spade, the new Bugs Bunny voice sucks on wheels, and I know that this thing has ripped the lid off of it.
All right, well, in practical terms, though, Doug, you can't really be sure that anybody, that you've ripped the lid off of anything, because you haven't gotten any mail.
No, I know that I have, Phil, because that's the way homophobic people are. They won't write to you because they want your editor to think that nobody's interested. And I know they're pissed off because they're not writing.
And well, they're not writing because they want your editor to think that nobody's interested, but in point of fact, they are.
In point of fact, they are, yes. I know they're pissed off.
And you've gotten no phone calls and no email?
No, I haven't got any phone calls or any email. That's not because people don't care. That's because they want my editors to think they don't care. But I know that they do. They know that I know this. And that's the way the game is played down here, Phil.
All right, Doug Danger is on the line with us. He's written a explosive, as he describes it, an explosive column yesterday in the Orange County Courier about the fact that the Looney Tunes, the Bugs Bunny voices, suck ever since Mel Blanc died. And he thinks that the reason why he's not getting any cards and letters about this is because they're homophobic. All right, I don't know. You get on the line and have him explain that one to you, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Mel Blanc was the voice of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, Yosemite Sam. These are beloved cartoon characters from the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes series. Mel Blanc did all of those voices. He passed on July 10th, 1989, and since his death, others have done the voices of probably the most, what would you say, the most well-known of those voices? Probably Bugs Bunny, eating the carrot and going, "What's up, Doc?" And Doug Danger's with us. He's written an article for the Weekend Magazine of the Orange County Courier that ever since the death of Mel Blanc, what are you saying? The emperor has no clothes?
That's exactly right, Phil. The emperor has no clothes. Let's quit fooling ourselves, okay? Let's quit pretending that the guys that are doing the Bugs Bunny voices are good. They suck. The only guy that did Bugs Bunny really good was Mel Blanc. That's what I'm writing about, and I've touched a nerve in the entertainment community.
You say you've touched a nerve in the entertainment community, even though you haven't...
I haven't gotten any mail, Phil, because of the obvious. I'm a very well-known gay journalist and gay man. I've been out for a little over a year. People know who I am. They know they don't want to tangle with me, okay? They know that I stir it up. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I got the guts. I'm the only one who had the guts to say that the guy that does Bugs Bunny sucks, okay? And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I had the guts to say that. And it's pissing people off.
How do you know that?
Because they're not writing me letters. And
generally, we'd have people say it. All right, hold the line. Let me take a phone call here. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Portland, turn your radio down, too, please.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about this. I'm on a cell phone driving on the road here.
Yes, sir.
I'm just wondering how this gentleman that you have here, why he sounds so paranoid and that... He's taking a paranoid...
Well, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've been attacked quite a bit, okay?
But being a gay man and a gay journalist, what has that got to do with not getting any word from anybody out there? I think you're taking this all a little bit too seriously, aren't you? And hiding behind the fact... You're saying that you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and you keep saying that...
That's right.
In an angry tone of voice.
No, I'm very proud of the fact that I'm gay.
Right, but what has that got to do with the fact that these... You're saying that you're blowing the lid off this, but like Phil said, you're not. You haven't got any word from anybody yet about your.
Well, I know, and that's significant.
And because you're gay.
Why it's significant? Because they're homophobic.
Because my enemies want my editors to think that no one cares about this article, and I think it's an explosive article. So they've not written, so that my editor.
What? Sorry, basically what you're saying is that there's some kind of conspiracy against you because of an article you've written about a cartoon character, and you are taking it personally as an offense as a gay man because no one is saying anything about this article, which could just well be nothing important.
Well, I mean, sir, you're not from this country, so maybe you don't know how beloved Bugs Bunny... You've heard of Bugs Bunny, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, but that's not the most, you know, I'm not, my sexuality isn't challenged by my views on a cartoon character, and I don't think yours is either.
It's not about the cartoon character. What's it about is the fact that I am a openly gay journalist. People know about that, and they've wanted me off this newspaper for the last 2 years. So now I write an explosive article about how the voice of Porky Pig just sucks, okay? It's no good.
So,
you know, Porky Pig used to do the thing on the puppy. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe every single character is out there.
All right, okay. So, now here I am writing an article that's explosive about how the voices of Porky Pig is no good, and the people obviously want me off this newspaper.
So wait a second. Wait.
You haven't provoked a reaction. So you were specifically. Sounds like you were trying to provoke a reaction.
No,
and
I'm
using the way you live your life as some kind of way to hide that in a way.
I wrote a dangerous article. I wrote a very, very dangerous piece of journalism
about a cartoon character and the man that is behind the voice and that he died. And I don't understand how you're getting to this theory that you're. It sounds like you're a very paranoid person. I can't understand why you feel so strongly that you have to bring it out in this way.
Well, sir, you've used the word paranoid now a few times, and I have to respond to that. I am not paranoid. I know what I've had to live with. Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, you don't know what it is to be gay and to have to live with the gayness. And the fact that I am a journalist, so therefore people know who I am, Okay?
I understand that.
Now I write an article that is highly explosive, saying that ever since Mel Blanc died, you know, these voices of Porky Pig, they blow. Naturally, people will be pissed.
Hold on for a minute. This is Phil Hendry, Doug, and I want to ask you something. Because we got to cut through all of this crap. How do you know they're pissed if they haven't written you any letters and they have...
Phil, I've answered that question.
How have you answered the question? You're saying that...
I said because of my... I'm gay and they're homophobic, they won't write. I don't know what's so hard to understand here, gentlemen.
There's no... The man has no proof. The man has absolutely no proof that he is being attacked for being gay... through an article that he's written.
On
cartoon characters.
But
he's blown this out of proportion. It's been blown out of proportion.
Yeah, but you have no proof that I'm not.
So the fact that people haven't said anything about it can't be an indication. Just because no one says anything about it, have you not stopped to think maybe they just don't care and that you are trying to raise an issue within your own mind here that... You think you're being attacked for some reason?
What do you mean they don't?
I'm actually from a minority myself, and I've probably been attacked physically more than you ever have in your life. But let me tell you something. From the community that I'm from, when a certain, you know, if I make a point about something, or you know, I bring up the fact that somebody from my community has died. And their legacy is living on through somebody else. I don't stop and say, hang on a second, you know, that person shouldn't do that.
What minority are you part of?
I'm a Jewish man.
All right, well, you say that they don't care. You obviously have no clue how we Americans love the Porky Pig and people like that.
I know exactly how everybody loves a cartoon character, or a book, or an actor, or
I have to break. Thank you, sir, for your call. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger on the line with us has written an article in the Orange County Courier this past weekend basically saying that ever since the death of Mel Blanc, the people that have done the voices of Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, Sylvester the Cat, all the Warner Brothers cartoon voices, they suck. They're not as good as Mel Blanc. And nobody has really said anything about it. Is that it, Doug?
No one's had the guts to say anything about it, Phil. We are going now 11 years since the death, going on 11 years since the death of the great Mel Blanc, and nobody's had the guts to come out and say, these guys doing Bugs Bunny's voice, these guys that are trying to do the voice of Porky Pig, suck on wheels, and the great Mel Blanc, you know, was better than them. I finally had the guts to do it. The reason why I've got the guts to do it is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think that's where people are getting confused. That's why I mentioned that I'm gay, because I got the guts to finally rip the lid off this. And it's pissed some people off. Now, I know you're saying nobody has written any letters.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. You're saying it's pissing people off, and nobody's...
But hold on for a minute, Phil. The reason why they're not writing is because they want to piss me off. Okay? See, in other words...
How are they... Well, I guess it's pissing you off that they're not writing.
Yeah, it's pissing me off, but I'm onto them. And you people out there who are pissed off by my article... If you think you're going to keep pissing me off by not writing, you're not, because I'm on to you. And I know that you are trying to create the impression among my editors that no one cares about this article, but my editors, I wrote a lengthy memo to my editor this morning as soon as I got in when I found out that nobody had written or called about the article. And I said, and he's a guy by the name of Jim Stewart, and I said, Jim, you can see how pissed off people are because nobody's been calling. And this is homophobia. And this is outright, bigotry. And so they're on to it. They know.
So you're telling me your editor at the Orange County Courier realizes that because you haven't gotten any mail on your article, they must be really pissed off.
I wrote a memo to him, yeah.
Well, that's not saying that he understands. Here's Green Bay on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, my name's Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. I'd like to say this. I agree with that gentleman that the voices do suck.
Ever since the death of Mel Blanc, right.
Right. And have you noticed that the characters themselves, the animation is even different?
Yeah, I think the whole thing just sucks.
Now, saying that, I hope you don't think that I'm a bigot because I don't agree with the rest of your theory.
What?
You know, I never even thought of this until I just heard it on the radio today. I don't even think people are even thinking about it, really.
Thinking about what? About this?
About your article, you know?
I think the gentleman's being very polite, Doug, in saying that just because he doesn't agree with you, he's not homophobic.
Well, you don't agree with me.
I agree with your assessment of your article.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't...
So you're not... You do agree with me. So you're not... Why would I think you're homophobic? You agree with me.
What about everybody else?
They obviously don't like the fact that I'm a gay man in a gay journal. Now, you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so I can understand, sir. I write for the Orange County Courier, which is a local paper here in the L.A. area. So you've not seen my work. But everybody around here knows that I'm out, I'm gay, I'm proud, I'm a gay journalist. Okay? And they've been trying to run me out of town on a rail. Now I come out and I say something as explosive as this. You know, when you start saying that Bugs Bunny sucks, people are going to want to, people are pissed. And they're not writing or calling as a result of that.
Well.
See what I'm saying? Well, what do you find so amusing about this?
I don't know. I just say that, you know, I don't think people really do care. You know,
They care. In this town, they care.
How can you say they care when they're not calling?
I've already explained.
I know. They're homophobic, so they want you to think they don't care.
That's it.
You know, I really don't care.
Are you homophobic?
I don't think I am. You know?
Well, how do you know until you've been in that situation, right? I guess it's not a very fair question to me to ask.
Yeah.
You've never been in a bar or anything where the guy just kind of brushed up against you, have you?
I've been around some people, yeah.
Yeah, but... up in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Is there a gay section of Green Bay, sir?
Well, there's a few bars.
You don't have to answer that question.
No. I'm curious. No, I'm very curious. There's a gay section of Green Bay, Wisconsin, sir?
No, I don't believe so, no.
Just a couple of bars?
Yeah.
Well, is there a Mexican section?
Yeah.
What are you asking these questions for? What difference does it make, okay, if there's a gay section?
There is a Mexican section, though.
Sure.
There you go. See, I'm a journalist. I ask questions.
Yeah.
All right, pal, thanks for calling.
Well, I agree with them. They do suck.
Okay, sir.
I'm not homophobic.
Well, get out to a gay bar this weekend and see how you like it.
All right.
Get up to one of those gay bars in Green Bay and see how you like it.
You know, the guy is laughing, Phil. He obviously agreed. You heard what he said.
Yeah, I heard he agrees with you that they suck. And for that matter, let me go on the record and say I also agree that the Bugs Bunny voices now, ever since Mel Blanc died, suck. But I'm not about...
See, you said it, that guy said it, so why would you say that people don't care?
I'm not about ready to write a letter to a newspaper. I agree with you. You're saying that a lot of people don't agree with you.
That's right. That's why they're not writing.
All right, here is Santa Cruz on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
Hi, Doug. Now, I just wanted to point out a couple things. I think, first of all, I think you've got to realize that, you know, the majority of the people that are watching, you know, paying attention to the cartoons and so forth are generally kids, you know, from 4 to 10 years old. And it seems to me that it's pretty unlikely that they're going to be...
Well, we are talking about Looney Tunes here.
Right.
That's like a very, very... Doug, wouldn't you say they're popular among adults?
Absolutely. Looney Tunes is very big among an adult audience.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I would.
I don't know whether you know that or not, but it is.
I don't know that. I mean,
Are you familiar with the characters I'm talking about? Bugs
sure.
Bunny Pig.
Yeah, I am, just because I grew up.
Pig.
You know,
Porky
I mean,
Pig was the pig that went. Blah, 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 you know.
Oh, certainly. I mean, I'm very familiar with him. But
right.
I mean, I you know, and I've seen Space Jam, and I frankly I didn't even notice any difference. But
so you
maybe,
did go to see Space Jam?
Well, no, I have a child, so I mean, the only reason I saw it is because you know we rented the video and we saw it.
Right.
And I just
All right, so what is the point of the gentleman in Santa Cruz? What do you? What?
Well, I'm just trying to say that the reason that you're not getting any calls is because the target audience is, you know, that would pay attention to this is children.
Well, he's talking from a professional standpoint, too, that people who work in the entertainment business in Hollywood might be interested. But you say that they are, but you're not getting any letters.
Because of the fact they're trying to piss me off.
Because they're really pissed off at your article.
Absolutely. It's as plain as the nose on your face.
Here's Hollywood, Florida on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's like if you go and see, and there was only one Rembrandt, right? And so Mel Blanc, there's no question that no one could ever, you know, duplicate Mel Blanc.
You got it.
Okay, but agree, they're not going to call in. You know, or write it.
Well, if they agree,
I could care less what you. I don't care if you go home with a donkey. You know, it has nothing to do with, you know,
Wait, wait a second. If they agreed with me, okay,
yeah,
then it would have been changed a long time ago. But most people don't. They love.
What do you mean? What would be changed?
If they agreed with me that the voices of Porky Pig sucks, then it would have been changed. But
hold on. But Mel Blanc, what are you going to do? Bring him back to life?
No,
he's gone.
Well, they would have just suspended the franchise. And that's what I think they should do that.
Well, what? And deny everybody the...
Because I'm gay.
It's the character. It's the attitude. Bugs Bunny's an attitude. He's not the voice.
Because I'm gay.
The reason people like Bugs Bunny is because he always was a wise ass.
I'm gay, they don't like that.
No, it has nothing to do with me gay.
Because I'm gay, they don't want me to be talking about how much...
Who is they? I mean, are you, like, real close to Oliver Stone or something? What is this, a conspiracy?
No one cares
about you.
How do you know that?
Because no one's writing you.
That's because they're pissed off, sir, and they're
not looking, Doug, they're not sending you emails, they're not calling.
Yeah.
And
I've answered this question about a half a dozen times already.
Yes.
Well, there's a possibility they're not writing or calling because they don't give a crap about your column.
Right.
So now what I've got are two. So now I got to deal with a homophobic talk show host. And his homophobic callers.
I'm not homophobic.
Well, then why? You guys are racist.
Are you?
How am I racist? Because
you are. Don't see that. It's as plain as the nose on your face. They know. Okay. Screw both.
What do you mean? But hold on.
They know.
You listen to yourself talk, though. You know, you sound like
what?
It sounds like you don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've been an out gay man for 2 years. I've been gay my
whole
life.
How long have you been gay?
My whole life, sir.
Your whole life?
Yes, sir.
Have you been this angry and all, you know, frustrated and everything this whole time?
Maybe
that's why no one talks to you. Because
people are pissed off.
No, you're annoying. Sir, you're annoying.
Not annoying. Well, I tell the truth.
You labeled me all these things. I moved down here from New York, and I've moved down to South Florida, and I've never been to a place where everybody labels everyone.
I wrote an explosive article about Porky Pig.
Well, sir, I don't think you detonated it because it doesn't. It seems to be a dud because you're not going to have people arguing.
No, this is a clear proof of the homophobia of the Raiders.
It has nothing to do with homophobia.
Doug, you wrote an article. Nobody cares. They're not writing to you, and it's not because they're homophobic.
It's because...
Okay, guys, see you later.
Hello?
Get a load of that. He just hung up.
Well, you know what? I guess the closet's calling him or something. I don't know. The guy,
There's an old saying, the truth hurts, and it started to get... I mean, the throbbing was increasing, I think, because...
He's not a syndicated writer because, there's no one who can do all those voices anyways.
Nobody could do all those voices.
They couldn't.
Mel Blanc did them all.
No way.
Mel Blanc did every one of those voices.
I thought he just did Bugs and...
No, Mel Blanc did Yosemite Sam, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig.
Jeez.
Yeah, but the fact is, you know, the man's gone. He's been dead for 10 years,
and
over 10 years.
Back.
He ain't coming back. They tried his son out, Mel Blanc Jr., who was pretty good. I think Billy West has done a couple of these voices for Space Jam.
It's the attitude, though.
Yeah.
The voices are not the same, but it's the attitude
right.
of the... You know.
Well, I maintain you can change voices on a cartoon. Well, maybe I shouldn't say this. I happen to know friends who do cartoons. Well, anyway, they're really great. Okay, thanks for calling, sir.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, I will say it, and I don't mean any disrespect to the great people who work in animation, or should I say cartoon? No, I better say animation. But you can change voices, change the actor doing a voice doing the voice of a cartoon character, and people are still going to watch. Because I remember as a kid watching the Flintstones, and I don't know who left. I think Bea Benaderet left, and a new voice came on as Betty Rubble, and Mel Blanc left as the voice of Barney Rubble, and somebody else came on. They changed the voice of Barney and Betty. I still watch the cartoon. It took a little adjusting. I kind of was freaked for about 2 weeks. I was like, wait, that ain't Betty, you know? But I got back with it. And so Doug hung up, huh? Call him back, man. Apologize to him. I don't know what you need. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, Doug Danger is with us, talking about how ever since Mel Blanc passed on, the voices of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck have all sucked. The guys that they've hired to do those voices suck. He wrote an article about it this past weekend that he claims was so explosive because nobody's had the guts to say it, and he's had the guts to say it because he's gay. It's so explosive that nobody is writing or emailing him about it because they want to prove to his editors what a piece of crap he is, and I don't know. I lost it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Doug, you there?
Yeah.
Are you going to be a child? Are you going to, I mean, you hung up on me.
I hung up on you because you didn't think I was telling the truth about people being homophobic.
Doug Danger is with me. He is the columnist.
Let me tell people what I do, Phil. I do it a lot better than you do.
No, I'm just setting it up. Doug Danger is a columnist.
No, I want to say that I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I write for the Orange County Courier. I wrote an explosive article this past weekend. You'll see, Phil.
That nobody wrote about, nobody called about, nobody seems to give a crap about, but you say that's because they're homophobic and they want to make your editor think that no one cares about you.
But I know, yeah, that's right. And I know that they're thinking that. And I guess that makes me crazy, right?
In the opinion of some of our callers, yes. Forgive me if they have an opinion like you do.
Okay, well, your condescension, Phil, is...
Not condescension at all. They happen to have an opinion like you do. And it differs from yours. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and say that I think this guy, you know, if he was a good journalist, he wouldn't have to refer to himself as a gay journalist. I'm an engineer. I'm not a gay engineer.
Somebody doesn't. I have guts.
If somebody doesn't care for your article or doesn't think that you're a good journalist, then that's one point. But you can't hide behind something like a crutch and say, I'm a gay journalist or I'm a black man or I'm oppressed. It doesn't matter.
Are you
the article is just not good enough to respond to.
Are you a woman? Are you a woman?
Yes, I am a woman.
Oh, what are you hiding
but
behind?
If I'm a journalist, I'm not going to say...
You hiding behind that?
No, not at all.
I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because it takes guts to say you're gay.
I think it's a great thing that you're a gay man, but you don't have to refer to your position as being a gay journalist.
Why do you hate gay architect
or a gay engineer.
Why do you hate gay people?
What's that?
Why do you hate gay people?
I have a few very good friends that are gay.
Please, I've heard that before. Okay.
No, I just think
don't
it's
hate
ridiculous
me I'm gay,
that
all right?
if somebody doesn't care for your style of journalism, you have to hide behind the fact that, well, I'm a gay journalist.
Do you know Porky Pig? Do you know Porky Pig?
What's that? Yeah, I agree with your point. I very much agree with your point.
That Porky Pig sucks.
No, that the voices now that they've changed since
yes,
Mel Blanc.
Because he used to go, that's all, folks. Now it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
I very much agree with your point, but I don't agree that you have to bring up the fact that you're a gay journalist.
Well, Porky Pig's gay. Why can't I be?
What?
You heard me. Elmer Fudd, too.
But I wonder how it wasn't you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
hard time.
Just when I thought I found you, watching you day yesterday, but it's an old day now.
Day now.